Bikurim Perek Gimel Mishnah Aleph 3:1. We now begin the third parak of Bikurim. This is the parak which discusses exactly how the process of Bikurim occurs. And we start out with the first mission, which says Ketzad Mafrishna Bikurim. How does one, in practice, go about designating the fruits that will be the Bikurim and conferring upon them the status of Kedusha of Bikurim? Yorad Adam B'soch Psadeo, a person would go down into his field, or his orchard, as the case may be, v'ro'a te'ena shebichra. He will see that there are certain figs that have begun to ripen. That means the fig is in a stage of even a pog, meaning it's not fully ripened, it's not yet a pre-gamor, not a fully ripened fruit, but it's starting to ripen. Or eshkol shebiker, or he sees a cluster of grapes that's beginning to ripen. Again, these grapes are like in the bosar stage, meaning that they're not fully ripened as fruit yet, that is beginning to ripen. Or rimon shebiker, or if he sees a pomegranate, that's begun to ripen, all the same. And the truth is, these three are just examples. They're here in this order because that's the order in which they ripen on the tree. But the truth is that all seven species need to have Bikurim separated from them if one has those species in his possession as he's harvesting them and he's growing them. Kosher Begemi. He designates that particular fruit just to identify it by tying a gemi. A gemi is a reed around that fruit that he's choosing to be the Bikurim. And there's nothing, no magic about the reed. Just reed is what you'd happen to have in your field. You could use a string, etc., no problem. Va'omer, and he then verbalizes, Hare Elu Bikurim. He verbally says, these are Bikurim. And in so doing, he does what's called Kriya Shem. He verbally designates this fruit to be the Bikurim fruit. And that is what confers upon them the status of Bikurim. That is to say, while they're still attached to the tree, they're not even ripe yet, now these are Bikurim, which would mean now it's usher to make them Tameh, they have to be taken to Yerushalayim. If they get mixed up with other fruit, you need to have 100, or at least more than, you know, need to have more than 99:1, etc. Worth noting is that they're Misa B'dei Shamayim and Chiyah for Chomesh, meaning if one intentionally eats these fruit, there's a penalty of premature death, and if one does it accidentally, like old truma, there's an obligation of being most of a chomesh, adding the extra 25%. That does not apply yet, even though the fruit is now officially bikurim. It won't apply for separate reasons until the fruit is brought up to Yerushalayim, and once it's inside the walls of Yerushalayim, according to Rambam, and even in the Azara, according to the Rush, at that point, only at that point, will they be subject to the misa b'dei shamayim, or the Chomesh penalty. Okay, now, Rabbi Shimon's going to disagree. Rabbi Shimon's going to disagree on two things. First of all, he disagrees that you, with regard to designating Bikurim as Bikurim while they're still attached to the tree. He holds it simply can't work. While attached to the tree, you cannot make them Bikurim. They have to first be detached. And secondly, he says that they should be designated once they become fully ripened fruits and not immature ripening fruits. Therefore, he says, afal pikein, it wouldn't matter even if you did that. Meaning that it's irrelevant if you designate them as bikurim while attached to the tree. Choze v'kor osam bikurim, you'll have to once again call them bikurim and designate them as such. Ma'achar sheyitlishu minakarka. Once they've been detached from the ground, then only then can they become bikurim. And they should be done so only when they're fully ripened. The halacha, however, follows Tanakama that one can and in fact should designate his Bikurim while they're attached to the tree. If he failed to do so, then everyone agrees that you can still designate Bikurim once they've been detached from the ground, then you should do that. And then again, put them in the basket, etc., etc., as we'll see more as the parak continues.